can't wear that to my interview, by Harvey Hunt. Being the parent of a teenager makes you feel like the rope in a tug of war. Adolescents are constantly being pulled one way and the other by this struggle to be independent from mom and dad, and at the same time, under constant pressure from their peers to fit in. You, loving parent, are caught in the middle. One minute you're told you're out of touch or not cool. The next minute you're soothing a bruised ego. All the parenting books in the world, not even Dr. Phil's, are going to help you with the answers. The best thing you can do when things get rough is to start by taking a deep breath and repeat to yourself, growing up is at least as difficult as being a parent. Let me share with you one small example of what I mean. When my son Shelby was in middle school, he decided that he wanted to attend the very academic and prestigious Jesuit high school in our community. I cannot imagine where he got the idea. We're not Catholics, and we're heavily involved in public education. It may have been, at least in part, due to the influence of one of his sister's boyfriends, coupled with a desire to stand out from his crowd. Shelby inherited some of my educational challenges and struggled through most of elementary school, but he hit his stride in middle school. In my day, he would have been called a late bloomer. But from an early age, he had unmatched determination. When it came to getting what he wanted, he was relentless. Consequently, when he decided that Jesuit high school was the place for him, there was no stopping him. It became more of an obsession than a goal. On our most positive days, my wife and I were ambivalent about the idea. Sandy had been a teacher, and I worked in the State Department of Education. So we didn't like the idea of just opting out. We were even more concerned, however, about the impact that this would have on Shelby if he was not admitted. In the end, we put these issues aside and were willing to let him attend the school if he could meet the academic and other requirements. A major part of the admission process was the applicant and parent interview, a day I will never forget. As I recall, the day of that interview was one of those pleasant spring days in Sacramento, after the damp cold of winter and before the blazing heat of summer. The stakes were high. This was the final hurdle. The tension around the house was palpable. All that remained in Shelby's mind was to make a good impression on the school officials, and he would be in. However, Mom and Dad were also part of the interview. And he felt they were not to be trusted. They had never really left the 60s behind, and this made Shelby very, very nervous. They were liable to say or do anything and embarrass him. He told his mother early on that she could only wear two colors and they couldn't be too bright. On this fateful day, I was in a lighthearted mood and decided this was the perfect time to break out my new spring clothes. I had just the right combination. It consisted of a light blue dress shirt, dark blue slacks, pink and blue striped tie, blue and white striped seersucker sport coat, and all topped off with blue and white saddle shoes. I took plenty of time to get ready. When I came down the stairs to show off my perfectly coordinated outfit, I felt I could put Gatsby to shame. The shoes must have been the first thing that Shelby saw. The look on his face was one of sheer terror. "You," he said, "cannot wear those shoes to my interview. I'll never get in if you dress like that." He had his heart set on making just the right impression. So I took a deep breath, and to relieve his anxiety, I went back upstairs and put on a pair of conservative brown loafers. They didn't even go with my outfit. So much for sartorial splendor. Off we went to school. The interviews were in the gym. There were at least 100 families there, all looking quite serious. We registered and waited our turn to meet with a faculty member. When our turn came, our interviewer introduced himself as the head of the Social Studies and History Department. He led us to a small table at the other end of the gym, where we had a very pleasant chat. He seemed genuinely interested in our educational backgrounds. He asked Shelby a few general questions. What were his favorite subjects? Why did he want to go to Jesuit? Questions we had anticipated and carefully rehearsed. When we were finished, he asked if there's anything else that we wanted to know or if we had any additional questions. We said we didn't, but I said I did have a request that might sound a bit unusual. I told him I had been admiring his shoes and wondered if I could have a closer look. He stood up and walked away from his desk while telling me with some enthusiasm that they were new and that this was his first opportunity to wear them. He was wearing the same blue and white saddle shoes that I had been forbidden to wear to the interview. Not similar, mind you, not more muted, not a more conservative color, no, the exact same shoes. I couldn't tell him the truth about why I wanted to see his shoes. It would have been overkill. I made up something about having been looking for something to go with my sport coat and left it at that. On the ride home, I was feeling smug while everyone else was quiet. When we reached the house, we all agreed that we'd handled the interview quite well and that we should celebrate. We decided that our reward would be dinner at our favorite Mexican restaurant. Before we left, though, I went upstairs